Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th, and the whole week ahead. Now there's a lot of things going on, but it's all kind of supernatural and very spooky in many ways, and it needn't be scary. All I'm going to say to you is this: there is a lot going on around you you may not be aware of. And if you are spiritually developed and believe in an afterlife, you're going to get so much out of today. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury is square to Uranus. The difficulty with this is a partner or in a relationship where you're just not going to see eye to eye. There can be all kinds of frustrations and difficulties that spill over and spoil the day. I would steer clear of anyone who puts you on edge and anybody who stresses you out and makes you nervous or tense, because unless you do, you're going to be a gibbering wreck. Here's your Monday stars. Now the moon has moved into your sign. The opposition to Saturn is a difficulty, mainly because a partner or a relationship isn't necessarily that becoming. It's a bit like being in Siberia. You're in the Arctic. The winds are cold. You can't get close to somebody. And then suddenly it's all change. And tonight is when you should be drawing close to someone. Forget about them during the day. It's all about tonight. Here's your Tuesday stars. 1, 2, 3, 4 aspects to the moon in your sign. A troubled moon in many ways. Not totally. Don't count yourself out completely, but there are difficulties emotionally. You and somebody else may just not be sensitive towards each other's needs and wishes, and you may well feel all is lost. Actually, it's not. You're just being a bit of a gloom bucket. With these stars here, find people who make you smile and laugh, and all will be well. Here's your Wednesday stars. It's a big, huge eclipse, and it's in Leo. Leo is your second house of money. And if I were you, I'd check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the second house, which is all about money and finances, can make this next 6 months massive. It's massive when it comes to money. It can go one way or another. And the important thing is that a reorganization and total change in your financial habits is called for. And here's your Thursday stars. As little Mercury found his way into Aquarius yesterday in the light of the eclipse, this certainly gives you food for thought, and that can be in all kinds of areas. The next few weeks, whether it's your sex life or areas to do with your passionate world or anything to do with finances and money that you share with somebody else, talking about dependency, this is a very good thing to do. It might be under the radar, but it might be best it is. Here's your Friday stars. The moon's link to Virgo is good when it comes to having to deal with everyday matters. The only trouble is, I don't know whether you're bullying someone or someone's bullying you, but it's verbal. It's verbal bullying. It's someone is trying to get blood out of a stone. Well, there's no need for it, because if somebody is just reasonable and happy to sit down and talk about a situation, you'll both make more headway than by fisticuffs.